Britain had had experience with terrorism even before the rise of Islamic extremists. Sectarian violence in Northern Ireland from the 1960s to the 90s left more than 3,000 dead and tensions that persist. Just today, security officials in the province defused a bomb in South Armagh. Also today, British officials met with lawyers for the families of victims of Irish Republican army violence. Those families are seeking compensation from Libya. Manya Dickinson was 13 when her father was killed by the IRA in 1990. And Manya Dickinson, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. It's obviously tragic to lose a parent, but it must be worse in such circumstances. And as you've indicated in comments you've made in recent years, these wounds never heal. You just learn to live with them. Tell us exactly what did happen.
My dad was going to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he had been receiving threats for a number of years and always checked under his car. But this morning, the day before, he had hurt his eye out in the building site and obviously didn't check underneath his car, was halfway down the drive, and it blew up, leaving him outside the car, and he died on his way to hospital.
And the reason he was targeted is that he was supplying building materials to the British Army.
That's right. He supplied building materials to the police and the army, and that is why they killed him.
Now, it is known that Libya supplied the bomb-making material Semtex to the IRA in the 1980s. Do you know if it was indeed used to kill your own father?
Yes, it was. It was. Tests were done on the car, the remainder of the car, and it was tested as Semtex.
What do you exactly want from Libya as part of this suit?
I think for them to admit that they have been supplying the IRA with arms and Semtex would be a major way forward for us over here, because there is absolutely no recognition of what the IRA have done at all, and I think this would be a way forward.
How do you think that's actually going to help? How will this be a way forward?
Well, the victims over here of IRA terrorism, they're not recognized worldwide as having lost. We're not on level with other terror attacks in the world, and it's about time that we were thought of as equals. I mean, the terror attacks that happened here over the years are just absolutely atrocious, and the way the government sits over here at the minute, we're just told to move forward, and Northern Ireland is moving forward, but we can't move forward until the past is dealt with.
I thought the British government did compensate victims of terror attacks. Have you never received anything from the British government?
No, we haven't. No, there's an awful lot of families never received anything at all. No.
Now, the British government has just supported your case, and the shift by Prime Minister Gordon Brown to support the lawsuit was rather unexpected. I'm wondering if you are concerned that your case is being championed now due to political considerations, most notably the pressure following the release of Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, the convicted Lockerbie bomber, sending him back to Libya, and not the moral reasons you must have hoped for when you joined this case, this lawsuit.
Well, that is true. I mean, Gordon Brown, I think he has done a U-turn due to the fact that he felt he had to. And unfortunately, it's probably not out of moral feelings towards the victims of IRA terrorism. It's just because he's been forced to do it.
As you must know, Manya Dickinson, Britain and the U.S. have also sold weapons and explosives to rogue regimes and questionable causes. In fact, the American manufacturer Armalite supplied a lot of rifles to Irish Americans who sent them over to Ireland. I'm wondering if you do win this case, whether you think this could open up a whole new floodgate of cases to come through.
Well, that's what we're hoping. The main point really is to try and stop the sale of weapons and ammunition between countries, because that is what's causing absolutely everything. The terrorist organizations are getting backup from all these countries, and we're hoping if we make a positive move with Libya, that it will threaten other countries, maybe when they see how well we've done in pursuing this, that they will maybe stop or at least not supply as many.
So you see this as not just a cause for yourself and other victims of the IRA. You see it as a much wider kind of lawsuit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We wouldn't be doing this if it was just for ourselves, because something needs to be done. And we're hoping that if this case goes ahead and we're successful with it, it will, you know, change the mindset of different countries.
Now, your organization, the organization that's heading up this lawsuit, is called Families Acting for Innocent Relatives. Its acronym is FAIR. It's headed up by a man named Willie Fraser, who has openly said he does not work for victims of Protestant violence and has said that Protestant paramilitaries do not belong in prison. How worried are you that having someone so partisan in charge of this suit will damage the campaign?
No, it won't damage the campaign. William Fraser's the only person I would trust to deal with this. He's the only person who has ever offered any help to my family and myself. And his life is continually threatened to this day.
So with now the support from the British government, are you fairly confident that you might actually win this lawsuit?
Well, all we can do is move forward. And when we're meeting with officials in a couple of weeks' time in Tripoli, we'll know more then. But at the minute, it's looking very positive. So we just have to wait until the meeting in Libya to see what happens from there.
Manya Dickinson, very nice to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.